clownishly, lipstick smeared, mouth slack, eyes open and staring, unseeing up at the heavens, looking for mercy, looking for deliverance. Too late for either. She will be found, in a day, maybe two. Fishermen will come to fill their creels with bream, bluegill, sakalay. They will find her, but none will find her killer. Too cunning, too clever, beyond the laws of man, outside the realm of suspicion, this predator stalks. I'll kill him. The hound sat in a pile of freshly dug earth, azalea bushes and rose bushes scattered all around like so many tumbleweeds, a streamer of wisteria draped around his shoulders like a priest's amis. Looking up at the people on the veranda with a quizzical expression, he tilted his head to one side, black ears perked like a pair of flags on the sides of his head. A narrow strip of white ran down between his eyes, one pale blue, one green, widening over his muzzle. His coat was a wild blend of blue and black, trimmed in white and mottled with leopard spots, as if Mother Nature hadn't been able to make up her mind as to just what this creature would be. As people spilled out the French doors of the elegant brick house known as Belle Riviere, he let out a mournful howl. I swear I'll kill him, Laurel Chandler snarled, her gaze fixed on the dog. Rage and fury burned through her in a flash fire that threatened to sear through all the slim threads of control. 2 days she had been working on that garden. 2 days. Needing desperately to do something and see an immediate positive result, she had thrown herself into the task with the kind of awesome, single-minded determination that had taken her so far so fast as a prosecuting attorney. She had set herself to the towering task of reclaiming Aunt Caroline's courtyard garden in time to surprise her. Well, Caroline Chandler had returned to Bayou Bro from her buying trip, and she was surprised, all right. She stood to Laurel's left, a tiny woman with the presence of a titan. Her black hair was artfully coiffed in a soft cloud of loose curls, makeup applied deftly and sparingly, accenting her dark eyes and feminine mouth. She seemed barely 40, let alone 50, her heart-shaped face smooth and creamy. She folded the fingers of her right hand gently over Laurel's clenched fist and said calmly, I'm sure it was looking lovely, darling. Laurel attempted to draw in a slow, calming breath, the way Dr. Pritchard had taught her in relaxation therapy, but it hissed in through clenched teeth and served only to add to the pressure building in her head and chest. I'll kill him, she said again, jerking away from her aunt's hold. Her anger trembled through her body like an earthquake.
I'll help you, Miss Laurel,
Mama Pearl said, patting her stubby fingers against her enormous belly. The old woman sniffed and shifted her ponderous weight back and forth from one tiny foot to the other, the skirt of her red-flowered dress swirling around legs as thick and sturdy as small tree trunks. She had been with the Chandler family since Caroline and Jeff Chandler were children. She lived with Caroline, not as an employee, but as a member of the family, running Belle Riviere like a general and settling comfortably, if testily, into old age.
That hound make nothing but trouble him, she declared. All the time rooting in my trash like a pig, stealing off the clothesline. Nothing but trouble, talk about.
Laurel barely heard the woman's chatter. Her focus was completely on the Catahoula hound that had destroyed the first constructive thing she had accomplished since leaving Georgia and her career behind. She had come back to Louisiana, to Bayou Bro, to heal, to start over. Now the first tangible symbol of her fresh start had been uprooted by a rampaging mutt. Someone was going to pay for this. Someone was going to pay dearly.
Come along, Laurel. We'll go in to supper.
Caroline's voice sounded directly behind her, and Laurel flinched from nerves that were still strung too tight. She turned toward her aunt, one of the few people in the world who actually made her feel tall at 5'5".
I've got to find out who owns that dog. After you've had something